107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We're celebrating our CJCS 100th, and we have something very special that is happening. Ryan Stokes from Black Swan Brewing joins us, so you know it's going to be very special. Ryan, it is wonderful to see you. Wonderful to have you here in the studio and chatting.
Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Ryan, it's Black Swan Brewing, and you've come up with something very special to help us celebrate our CJCS 100. Let's talk about that. What's happening? What's coming out?
Yeah, so we've got a new beer that, in collaboration with you, we've come up to celebrate your 100th anniversary. So we've got Golden Ale. We've had a lot of fun with some of the marketing ideas, and we're looking really forward to bringing it out with you.
All right, so it is coming out, the CJCS 100th anniversary beer, a golden ale, sort of to celebrate our 100th anniversary. I like that. That's perfect.
It'll be a lot of fun.
And it's got a great label. It's sort of our guitar pick label, celebrating our 100th. And how would you describe a golden ale for maybe a non-beer drinker or whatnot?
Yeah, it's kind of a beer that I think a lot of people will find quite enjoyable. It's a nice sort of light beer that is fairly easy to drink, and I think that it kind of appeals to the masses.
Nice. So it's going to be available at Black Swan Brewing.
You got it. Exactly.
And where are you located?
We're located at 144 Downey Street, downtown Stratford, Ontario.
Perfect. And the patio's been set up for the summer, and that's been a huge success with the patio for Black Swan.
It's been amazing. We've really been filling it up every day. It's been super successful. The locals have been coming into the brewery, to support us, and lots of takeaway opportunities as well, as we've got many different kinds of beer on the roster right now. So yeah, we're having a lot of fun at the brewery.
And it's a great part of our community, Black Swan Brewing Company. And we should mention, we're celebrating our 100th with CJCS, but you're celebrating an anniversary this year too.
We are. This will be marking year 10. So we've got a lot happening. We plan to have a celebration event as well in September at some point. So it'll be marking not only our 10 years, but also our 1,000th batch of beer. So over 1 million liters now, which is kind of exciting.
Wow. And I remember back, 10 years ago when that first barrel of beer went out. And what was the beer, and where did it first get sent out to?
Yes, it was an English pale ale, and Mercer Hall took our first keg. And I remember delivering that very well. It was very nerve-wracking. We didn't know if anyone was going to like this beer at the time. And the rest is history. It's been absolutely unbelievable. We feel that, we've been able to become a part of this community. The culinary scene in town, we've just had so much fun, and we've learned so much over the years.
Yeah, and breweries have come and gone, but Black Swan Brewery right in downtown Stratford at 144 Downey Street. And then you opened up that first year as well. So that first keg went out, September, October,
yep.
And then you opened up in November.
Yes, very shortly thereafter, exactly. And that was just sort of a licensing thing. But finally, I'll never forget, actually, when Michael Bannerman from Upside of Maybe came in and purchased that very first growler from us. He was customer number one. And it marked quite a beginning.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that was a great day when you opened up your doors, because they were lined up right out down the street for that. That was awesome.
It was absolutely amazing. Yeah, really humbling.
So for you, it's been quite a journey. I mean, we talked about the community. What got you into creating something like Black Swan Brewing? You are a teacher and still in that profession, but what got you started or interested in something like this?
Well, it was sort of just prior to the sort of explosion of craft brewing in Ontario, which we had no idea that there was going to be such an interest. But I was looking for flavors that maybe we couldn't necessarily get as readily as we can now. Sort of inspired by a lot of the great beers out of the United States or out of Quebec. So I was brewing at home met a colleague who was also a fellow home brewer. And he and I, after many, many homebrew batches, decided that we might give it a go. I guess I'll say professionally.
And again, at that time, there wasn't a lot of breweries around our area. There was only one at that time. And then you were pretty much the second on the scene, if you will.
Yeah, it was really amazing. It was also very nerve-wracking because nobody knew how it would be received. So we put ourselves on the line and...
But it was received well. Such a great part of our community with Black Swan Brewing. Let's give a shout out to your brewer, who is kind of behind the scenes. Folks might not know who he is.
Phil Phillips is an absolutely amazing brewer.
And that's his name, Phil Phillips.
Phil Phillips, that's right. He was a chef, actually, who was also a home brewer. And when it was time to hire a new head brewer, once my former business partner left the business, Phil was an easy choice. Phil had been bringing in his own home brews, which were absolutely stunning for quite a period of time, and he's absolutely been killing it ever since.
All right. So again, it is the CJCS 100th anniversary, and yes, it's the CJCS Golden Ale. It is going to be available, and you can pick it up at Black Swan Brewing at 144 Downey Street. And again, how's the summer been going for Black Swan? I mean, this is a busy time for sure.
It's extremely busy. We've had a lot of fun. We are filling the patio every day. We're seeing all kinds of products going out the front door. It seems that the restaurant scene is back up and humming again. So all of our accounts that we have, I'd like to give a big shout out to them as well for supporting us as well, the bars and restaurants that carry Black Swan beer. It's been very much appreciated, and we're having a lot of fun.
And the specialty hot dogs. Got to talk about that. Everybody talks about these hot dogs, and they're available weekly and different every week. Is that right?
Yeah, Phil comes up with a new recipe or a new set of toppings every week. And, of course, the obligatory punny name. And we're just having a ton of fun with them, but they really are gourmet. He's using top-end products that are absolutely delicious.
Fantastic. It's going to be another great summer with Black Swan Brewing at 144 Downey Street. What's the best way to keep up to date? Is it Facebook, or what's the best way to keep up to date?
Yeah, we keep all of our socials up to date. So Facebook and Instagram tend to be kind of where a lot of our information is located.
Okay, fair enough. We'll share the details and links and more with mystratfordnow.com and on our socials too. But in the meantime, again, it's the CJCS 100th. Happy to announce CJCS Golden Ale will be available. Ryan Stokes with Black Swan Brewing. Ryan, thanks so much. A great collaboration and continued success with Black Swan Brewing.
Thank you so much, Jamie.